want to enhance your natural beauty, boost your lustful looks and self-confidence? Soft and quality wigs might be your answer. At Nelson's Dynasty, our wigs delicately embrace your head, giving you a heavenly experience. They are quality human hairs and brings out your queen beauty, stepping into every room with elegance and grace. Even more, she offers services in hair revamping, hair ventilating, hair coloring, wigging, hair styling, and online trainings. Distance is definitely not a barrier. She delivers nationwide. You can reach out via her Instagram handle at Nelson's Dynasty, or you can call the number 081-544-0766. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, man and woman, welcome to yet another episode of Jerry Abbey Space. I am Jerry Abbey and I am the host of this podcast. This is a very special episode and I would be hosting this, but then I've got somebody very interesting and amazing person. She is one of the most gifted and most brilliant lady I have in my cycle. So I'll be allowing her to do the hosting of this podcast. So after this, you're going to be hearing Abby Stoker's voice all. So over to you, Abby Stoker.
Honestly, an honor to be here today. I'm going to be hosting this episode and I hope you guys enjoy it. Today we're going to be talking about good news and bad news. You're wondering, what about good news? What about bad news? The question is why people tend to be more interested and people tend to react to bad news more than good news. So we're going to be dissecting, why is this human behavior weird and why do we find it so common around us? So that's what we're going to be talking about today, and I hope you guys really enjoy this. Hope you guys find follow it. Okay, so now, first off, we tend to notice that when there are rumors and it's good news, yeah, it spreads, but it doesn't go that far. When it becomes something bad, people tend to want to know. Before you know, wildfire. I say, it goes really, really. So what are the reasons why this kind of things happen around us? Now, the first reason I can think of is the emotional impact of bad news. Most times, you know, bad news helps trigger. It triggers like a very strong emotion. It has reactions faster because people are feeling things like fear. They're feeling things like anger. They're feeling sadness. Some are feeling jealousy, envy. So it contains more emotional feelings and it tends to be more intense, captures the attention of people. It's like you're walking on the road and all of a sudden there's an accident. It's possible that your bus driver stops. It's possible that everybody in the bus wants to see what has happened. But then you pass a wedding and everybody just looks and just goes there on the ground way. Nobody stops to say, oh, why are people celebrating? Because when you have bad emotions, bad it's just so intense and it tends to attract a lot of feelings. Also, another reason is because it has this effect of surprise. Yeah, bad news often, you know, it presents unexpected information that you don't know. You get, so you tend to get curious about what's actually happening. You want to, you know, be able to receive this message more than you want to receive a positive news. So our brains are wired. I feel like our brains are wired to pay more attention to things that stand out, to the things that are not ordinary, that are not normal. You get. So yes, that surprise effect makes people want to, you know what happened that is negative. Yeah. Also, I feel like there's something we call social comparison. Now, bad news invokes feelings, like we said before. Sometimes if the feelings are receptive, you tend to feel empathy. That's for normal people that are like, oh, hey, Alpha, what happened? While some people feel things like, oh, good for them. Oh, really? Ah, just me. So people are happy about bad news. But basically, most of the times, bad news invokes feelings of empathy and concern for others, especially those people that are affected directly by that bad news. So it leads to, you know, increasing engagement and interest in these things. I hope you guys get, you guys are following what I'm saying. So people might use negative events as a reason to compare their surroundings to evaluate it. It's only in Nigeria that it happens that you find people say, someone says, oh, I'm so broke, I have just 2k in my account, and the next thing that comes is not, oh, sorry, how can I be of help, or oh, this is an idea in which you can use to get more money. The next thing that happens is, oh, you don't have 2k. Yeah, last time I saw 2k, if I say 2k now with just some assaults, what I have now is 50 naira. Everybody wants to compare themselves when it has to do with negative things. I think it's in this part of the world, but yes, it helps or it promotes social comparison around us. Another reason why we could say bad news gets more attention is because of selective memory. People tend to remember bad things more. There's not like, you remember when that person died, remember when somebody had an accident, you remember when your friend got pregnant, and sometimes you don't. And it's usually said that you might do 99 good things and then just do one bad thing, and you'll be remembered for that bad thing that you've done. Because most times bad things, you're carrying more feelings. It's more easy to remember. So people just, oh, he's been doing all these good things, and then it just seems like you didn't do anything good, and they just talk about the one bad thing, like one bad decision that you've made. So selective memory, people will remember negative events more vividly than positive ones, due to, you know, the emotional weight that bad feelings or bad things carry. So this can create perception that, in fact, it's not just a perception. I feel like this carries the information that bad news is more frequent. It happens a lot of times, and then it's more impactful. And that's why we tend to remember it vividly and more. So we're going to go further and talk about the informational value of bad news. How does bad news have effect when we just hear it? Bad news carries more informational value because it tells us about the risks that is happening. It tells us about the threats or what's happening, the problems in our society. It captures your attention, and not only does it do that, it kind of warns you to, okay, oh, I don't want to be like this. Oh, how can I avoid this thing? So we can say that people may perceive bad news as more relevant and more informative to make their decisions. Oh, this guy had an accident because he was driving fast. What is the news and what is the lesson that has been learned from that? What I learned is, oh, I shouldn't drive this fast. Oh, I shouldn't drink and drive. Yeah. If I learn that, it means that next time I'll make a better decision. Oh, you failed this course because you did not beat, because you did not go to class. Oh, because you didn't write your test. Next time, you don't want to make that same mistake. So I feel like it's more informative. We'll learn more from it. So it has this informational value that sometimes good news doesn't. Good news has its own value, but then I feel like bad news carries more impact because nobody wants to be a victim of negative things, yeah? So the human brain has been built to be, to have this tendency to avoid problems. Something we can call or describe as negative bias, which means that it tends to give more weight to negative information, to negative experiences, to learning from other people. So this bias is the thought that has been evolved. That's evolved for me to now say, okay, yeah, I want to prioritize this potential danger, this potential harm. I want to avoid it. So yes, I'm going to learn from this as much as I spread the rumor. In fact, if I'm not even taking it as a rumor, I'm telling people so they can also pick lessons from it. So I feel like that's one of the reasons why bad news will actually trend faster than positive or good news. Also, basically, I don't know if anybody has any other ideas, but so far it's so weird sometimes when something really happens to you and it's very good, and you come out and it's like, oh, this thing happened, I didn't know about it. And then later something really terrible happens, and before you follow, sometimes everybody finds out before you. It can be really weird, and it can feel like people really don't care or are looking at your downfall. But sometimes it's not just about people hating you, it has to do with emotions, the validity of their emotions, and how heavy this news tends to weigh on the hearts of people. So while the tendency to be more interested in bad news is a natural impact, I feel like it's a natural impact of human psychology, it's also possible for us to understand that we need to have a balanced perspective. We should also want positive and constructive information. We shouldn't just be chasing after bad news, just like the media and the blogs do. The reason why I don't listen to news in Nigeria presently, unless it's something that's trending on social media, I don't actually sit down to take papers to read or to watch the news. Yeah, it's a bad habit to watch. I don't do that because most of the times, actually feel bad news and it just makes me feel bad, depressed. Oh, Nigeria is this, Nigeria is that. That's not really changing anything. My complaints are not changing anything and the news is not changing. They're always promoting the things. So, not really promoting, but it's usually just bad things. So, why should I just spend time listening to bad news? If I find out later somewhere from someone, fine. But then I don't actually sit down and carve out time to actually watch Nigerian news in Nigeria. So, basically, we should also want to hear positive things. We should also want to learn from these positive things because it's necessary that we balance our perspectives. So overexposure to negative news can be detrimental to our health mentally, our mental health, that, and it may lead to anxiety, stress, all those emotions that we spoke about in the first. So we need to engage in practices that will help promote positivity, that would promote gratitude, that would promote good things around us, so we can now counterbalance this negativity bias that we have and, you know, contribute to emotional resilience, mental resilience, and, you know, help ourselves grow personally. That's what I have for you today on this episode of Jerry Abbey's Space. I hope you guys have picked up one or two things, and I hope you guys are going to drop what you think on his Instagram and even his DM. I would love to hear back from those people that are listening because we love you. So come to the end, it's a wrap for this episode. I'm going to bring it in Jerry to round up.
And thank you so much for hosting this particular episode of my podcast. It's been nice having you on here. This is not the first time she's doing this. We've collaborated podcast. It's on my podcast and it's on our podcast channel at the same time, so do also check it out. And also this one. So just before I let you go, I'll be so, definitely, you know, I won't let you go without dishing out your socials.
Yeah. Okay. You can reach me on Instagram at @abbytalker_. My Abby is spelled A-R-B-I-E, then talker, then underscore. On Instagram, you can reach me at @abby_talker. The Abby is still spelled the same way.
All right. I don't forget to catch up with this episode and every other episode on my podcast channel, be it on Apple, Google, Amazon, Radio Public, wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search for Jerry Abbey Space and you find this particular episode and every other episode I've released so far. And from myself and Abby Choker, it's a bye. Catch you on my next episode.